T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I must tell you that I am impressed yet again with the folks in Henrico County. The folks in Henrico County, the county manager, board of supervisors said when longtime chief Hum Cardinal was leaving, we've got to bring somebody into this post who knows the community, who's part of the community, who cares about this community. And I got to tell you, they didn't have to look too far away to find Chief Eric English. Chief, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Jeff. It's a pleasure being with you.
Tell me a little bit. You've had an amazing career already in the city and then as the chief up in Harrisonburg. Give everybody just a little bit of your background and how this is going to translate into keeping Henrico one of the safest counties in America.
Well, I think the experiences I've already had coming from Richmond, spending almost 29 years there in that agency, doing a lot of innovative things in that department, and then having an opportunity to go to Harrisonburg and lead a smaller department, but some of the same issues you see in policing every day across this country. Having that experience for 2 years and coming here, I think provides me some insight into some of the things that I need to do in my tenure here. And, you know, I've already begun, you know, I'm 30 days in and there's been quite a few changes and meetings that have been taking place. And I understand what communities are frustrated about. I understand some of the needs of our community partners. And so I'm trying to dive deep in and trying to get some things done here in order to make some positive change in Henrico. And that's what I plan on doing.
So, Chief, we look at Henrico County, and, of course, for the last few years, Hum Cardinal has been the chief, well-regarded across the nation, somebody who led the police division, and now you're talking about some of the changes. You know, it's always difficult to talk about change. What are some of those issues that you're looking at and saying, yep, this is the way we're going to do it with Chief English at the helm?
Well, I think one of the big things you hear from community members is transparency. And again, as I've mentioned before, I think community members deserve to know how their police department is operating. And I think a lot of the times we've been keeping a lot of data here in our own agency. It just hasn't been shared. And so I think those are some of the things that we need to see and that our community members are looking for us to put out there for them, you know, in response to like crime data, use of force data, you know, traffic stop data. Those things are important for our community members to understand how we are operating as a police department. And so I just want to make sure that we're doing our due diligence to capture the correct data and making sure it is disseminated appropriately so people will understand what's going on in the county of Henrico as it pertains to law enforcement.
Well, you know, that's going to be one of the challenges, of course, in this era of COVID, coronavirus. Not a lot of face-to-face situations, not a lot of community meetings. Are you going to be presenting this through the website? Is it through the, you know, Zoom meetings? What's your vision on that?
Well, it will be posted. That's one of the things I want to get done is having those things posted on our website. Mm-hmm. So people can go out and look at those things, especially in communities, especially when you talk about crime data. People want to understand what's going on, what's happening in their communities. Yep. And we need to have the information out, you know, so they can understand what's going on a week-to-week basis. So those type of things I plan on posting on the website. You know, as we go in and modifying some of our policies, I think those things need to be posted on our website as well because people need to understand what are our guiding principles in the agency as it pertains to how we go work day-to-day. So those things will be available for people to go to our website and see. And again, as you mentioned, face-to-face time, having community members involved in what we do is extremely important as well again, COVID has put a damper on that because we haven't had the time or the opportunity, so to speak, to get out and meet with community members on a day-to-day basis. But we are doing a lot of Zoom conferences, and I am making a lot of connections in that respect. But again, as we move forward, there will be a lot more interaction once we can get through this pandemic.
Chief Eric English is joining us. Well, I'm going to still say new. 30 days in, I think technically is still the new chief of the Henrico County Police Division. Chief, one of the challenges, obviously, that the Henrico County Police Division faces is that you are responsible for a very, very large geographical area. You've got very different concerns from the west side of the county to the east side of the county. There's a huge business and job population that passes through. These have all, I would imagine, got to be some pretty serious issues, pretty serious challenges for anybody sitting in your office.
Well, as you mentioned, Jeff, I think each community has its own concerns. And that's why I think a lot of times when people talk about, you know, the chief having a town hall, a lot of times that gets very problematic in terms of people being there because everybody has their own issues. And so, you know, what may be happening in the West End may not be affecting folks in the Brooklyn District or as far West End. So people want to have that face-to-face conversation about what's happening in their neighborhood. And so we're looking at some ways in order to narrow some of those conversations down so we can be responsive to those community needs, not just the county needs, but those particular community needs. So I think that's important for us to be able to establish that.
Let me ask you about recruitment. Every time I speak with somebody who is a police executive, whether it is Sheriff David Hines up here in Hanover or my namesake, Colonel Jeffrey Katz down in Chesterfield, everybody has the same concerns that it is becoming more and more challenging to attract the caliber of man and woman you want to serve in the law enforcement community. Are you expecting the same thing in Henrico? Do you have anything, I don't know, innovative or new that might draw in the cream of the crop for your agency?
Well, that's a great question, and I think we all are facing those difficult challenges when it comes to recruitment. You look at what's been going on across the country. Sometimes it's very difficult for people that want to come into a law enforcement profession at this time. Yeah. But one of the things we try to do is we try to reach out to a lot of different universities, military personnel, folks that we know have had, you know, great communication skills. You know, I reach out to a lot of athletes because, again, I think communications is important. And you can't play on a team sport unless you're able to communicate. And as I've talked to people, you know, the first part of being a great police officer is being able to talk to individuals. And so those are some of the things we're looking at doing. And my pitch to especially young people coming into the profession is you have an opportunity to make law enforcement look what you want it to look like in the 21st century. So don't look at it as a challenge. Look at it as an opportunity to make it better.
And you know one or two things about that whole athletic thing, as memory serves, right?
That is correct. That is correct.
Hey, one of the challenges I've been wondering about, Chief, is that Henrico has a tradition of choosing a chief from within its own ranks. Here you come from a neighboring jurisdiction, but still outside of the Henrico County Police Division. Has that presented any unique challenges for you?
It really has not. You know, the principles of policing, regardless of where you come from, I think remain the same. You know, you want to make sure your agency is treating people being fair with individuals, treating people with dignity and respect. Those things don't go away regardless of where you come from. And I think sometimes, you know, just coming from the outside, it gives an agency a different perspective. Because, again, you know, as I was in Richmond for 29 years, you know, sometimes you think about things that go on in an agency and sometimes you don't really think about things outside of just your own particular locality. And I think a lot of people in community think that police agencies across this country all work the same way, and they just don't. So, you know, coming to Henrico, you know, I think there's some, you know, there's a different mentality that I'm trying to bring to the agency. It's all based on my experiences and where I've been.
Well, listen, Chief, number one, I appreciate you taking the time. Number two, I want to wish you nothing but great success with a great agency, and I hope that you will pass along to everybody at the Henrico County Police Division our best wishes and let them know that there are good people out here who support them, and we keep every single one of those men and women in our thoughts and prayers every single day.
Well, thank you, Jeff, and I certainly appreciate that, because I tell you, there is a lot of talented people in this organization. And again, I'm just looking forward to this opportunity to continue to improve our county. So again, thank you a lot for that.
Thank you, sir. That is Chief Eric English, the new chief of police for Henrico County. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.